has any significance. But even if a person does not use it halachically, there is one significance that if a person goes today to 7-Eleven, today is 7-Eleven, if a person goes to 7-Eleven to get a free small slurpee that they're offering to whoever walks into the store, the halacha is you still make a bracha, whether you call it 7-Eleven or you call it Yutamos, whatever today is, then either way it's still free and you still make a bracha. Just keep that in mind for all those that are interested in. Jeremy Varian says to know the kosher ones, you have to look on the CRC website to know which ones are kosher.
Many of them have
a sheet of paper. Many of them have a
sheet of paper. Okay, to understand. And also, I was offered today to be at a bris in the Five Towns with Aaron Kraft, who's going to be an intern, Bez Hashem, this coming year in Englewood, right near here. Made a bris for his first son, his second child, Baruch Hashem. And Jeremy Baron, in his magnanimous nature, just Latolas Arabim, took a lot of the leftovers from the bris and brought them to the Bnei Kollel. So there's no official lunch for Kollel on Friday, but for all those that would like to have some fruits, some pastries from the bris, Jeremy, courtesy of Jeremy, you can be mistarif in the simcha of Rav Aaron and Lynn Kraft. They should all have simchas, Bezat Hashem. The format, this is the first Friday in the Kollel, the format of the shiur on Friday is half an hour is shiur in Hilchos Aveilos, the other half is in Yonah Parshas HaShavua. Today we're going to begin one of the most famous and in some ways most complex issues in Hilchos Aveilos. It happens all the time, as we mentioned, in the past, Hilchos Aninus, that people could have a patira in Teaneck, New Jersey, but the kvura is in Eretz Yisrael. And that's happened throughout the generations. Not necessarily Teaneck to Eretz Yisrael, but there was always times that people had a patira in one part of the world and a kvura somewhere else. And the question is, as far as Avelos, those that are staying behind are sitting Shiva, not going with the mace, when do we have the beginning of the observance of their Avelos? We saw yesterday in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Shin Ayin Hei Sif Aleph, that the halacha is, Me'emes Eichal Avelos, Stimas Agolel. We had a discussion yesterday, what does Stimas Agolel mean exactly? Does Stimas Agolel mean the opinion of Tosa that we passed in, like the finishing of the Kavura, or Rashi says even perhaps putting on the Aron? And we presume, as we mentioned yesterday, Machlokes Achronim, does Stimas Agolel mean a little bit of dirt like the Aruch HaShulchan? No, we pointed out, we thought the Pashas and the Postum is has to be the entire completion of the Kavura process. Even if they're going to put, I would think, this is Halacha V'Lamaisa, but I'm not sure why it's L'Maisa, not L'Maisa. Let's say, the minute you go to a Beis HaFaros, most people leave a Beis HaFaros soon after the Kavura, but let's say, if you come back the next day, a few days later, there's usually a little place marker that says on it, the name of the person. That's not the real Matzeva, that's a little place marker. So the plow is, like the Badei Shulchan points out, whenever there's something done as part of the Kavura, Chvod HaMeis, whether it's filling up with dirt, or the minute we have for hundreds of years to make a Teres HaKever, even though it's not Ma'akev, that's all part of the Kavura. The Avelos does not start until after that. That's all Bechlal Stimas HaGolel. And L'chora, I'm not sure when they put that place marker on, but if they do it pretty soon after the Kavura, L'chora Avelos shouldn't be Chal, until after that place marker is there. That's L'chvod HaMeis, part of the Kavura. I don't think the minute was like that. It could be they do it a few days later. We mentioned, the Beis Yosef said, that a Maseva put on days later doesn't count. That's why I was Miyashev. They do it there at the end, with the name. So if that's true, then in the Kavura, then it should be only, if, when the name is there, it should be the real the beginning of the Avelos. Even though the Kavura is totally filled in. We mentioned yesterday, that's what I mentioned. If anyone didn't understand, please approach me. The Stira in Renatam. Renatam, on the one hand, says the Matseva doesn't count for Golel. Other places, it sounds like they say with Renatam, no, the Matseva counts. They said, no, if the Matseva is put on later, Matseva doesn't count. But if it's put on as part of the Kavura process, anything done as part of the Kavura process, even though it's not Ma'akev, is all part of the Kavura, and Avelos will not start until then. That's Sefalov. Jonathan? So what does that mean? That means, yeah, what's that in Simen V'Alma? The Simen V'Alma means if they put it on a later time, only as a Simen, not as an integral part of the Kavura, that's what the Ramban means in Rinatam. As opposed to Tosas Rinatam that says that Matseva could be a Matseva, that means, yeah, if when they finish the Kavura, they put a grave marker, that's part of the Kavura. Like Rav Moshe writes, from other Shulchan quotes, to make the Teres HaKever. That's not Ma'akev, but that's part of the Kavura, that's still the process. That's the normal Derech HaKovrin. So if it's the normal Derech HaKovrin, that should be all included in Stimas HaGolo. Or else it's a stira in the Ram, a stira in the Ram, is it a matzeva or not? It's a stira d'luya. Teretz says, no, it's not a din matzeva is being not. Matzeva is part of the kvura, that's goel. If it's not part of the kvura, then it's not goel.
This is just a marker. It's not even part of the kvura, it's just a marker.
Neither is the tzura shakever. So that's where Moshe Feinstein points out, what's the lumdus? Anything which is done with kvod hames as part of the kvura process is considered kvura. That's where Moshe writes, the Baal HaShulchan uses this, where Moshe is talking about Isser Hana from dirt. So Isser Hana from keder should l'chor mean only the bottom 2 feet of dirt that are used to cover the mace. The rest of the dirt we don't need. But says Rav Moshe, no, anything which is l'chor mace is all included in this idea of kavanah mace. So it says Baal HaShulchan, same moments will apply here too. You're right, that's not happening. What they're doing is all part of the process. And that's the idea of l'chor, that's the natural desir. That's also chat. I'm saying quickly, because we're going to get to it briefly. The Ramban says, derech ha-kofrin, whatever derech ha-kofrin is, that's all considered simas ha-golo. Can you? In the Kanan, but that's also, that's put some other time. You know, that would be my say, but that's not done right away. So if the little metal thing which is done right away, or maybe even an hour later. For example, the Tosa talks about one of the things they used for my table was an interesting animal that you tie up and then it walks around. Where it was first told me yesterday that's one of the things that Lipschitz writes in his book, an interesting type of animal, because the sort of animal goes round and round and round to be the sign of terror. So they had some sort of thing. Does that mean the animal came into their safaris in a cage? Before they had to go and get the animal. And still, that's considered part of the kura. So it could be if they had to go to the office, get the name written, put it back, that here can still be part of the kura. That's the normal way kura is done. But that's l'chor yisod, and I think that's why the Shulchan says mefurish. He doesn't quote all these rayas, but I think that's pasuk. Stilas hadolah means whenever the normal process of kvura is finished. That's all in a simple case where everyone's there. But what happens if half the family goes to Eretz Yisrael, half the family doesn't? Here we have two issues. Issue number one is determining the time of avelus for people that are not at the kvura. And issue number two is the issue of gadol abayis. Of sometimes one member of the family being somewhere, the person who's in charge of the family might make things different. Even though, in theory, the halacha might be one way, once there's a gadol, a special person who's there, it might be the other way. So, for this, those are two important issues. For our intents and purposes right now, we're not going to discuss the issue of gadol habayis bichlal. That's what we'll discuss on Monday. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes, what does the gadol habayis mean? Gadol habayis means a person who is the whole house is in charge of the whole house. Like the Rachmanim write, let's say in a family, Rachman Otzan, where the wife passes away, that's the father, perhaps. But in not every situation in a family has a gadol habayis. Let's say there are five brothers that are sitting for their parents. So they're all independently wealthy, Baruch Hashem, each person has their own business. There's no reason to say that there's a gadol habayis necessarily in that situation. So there are cases that the idea of gadol habayis doesn't apply at all. The Shulchan Aruch says gadol habayis is a person who is in charge of everything in the house, the big brother. When everyone's independent, it's not so much that there's a gadol habayis. So there are cases in halacha without a gadol habayis. Let's talk about that case. And Bezal Hashem, the gadol habayis issues we'll save for next week. If there's just a situation of avelus, where some people in the family are staying home and others are going to Eretz Yisrael, seems to be discussed in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Moitan daf chav beiz amin aleph. Right before the two dots, around 10 lines from the top, Amrul hu Rava v'vnei mechuza. Rava told as a psak to b'nei mechuza, Atun, you, d'lo azlisu basar arsa, you who don't go out of Mechuzah after the Aram, you don't accompany it to its final resting place. When you turn your face, Mibava Davula, from the place, the gate of Avelos of the city, Eskiwa Manu, start counting. As soon as you leave the city, as soon as the mace leaves the city, then the mace kept on going, but everyone else turned back. As soon as they turn back, that's when the Avelus starts. So says the Gemara. Based on the Gemara, what would you have thought the halacha should be if there's a patira in the family and some of the brothers are going to Eretz Yisrael and others are staying in America? So it should depend, l'chora. Yesterday we saw that those that are there for Stimas HaGolel start the Avelus when there's Stimas HaGolel. That should be the brothers that are going in the airplane. Those, though, that are staying, that's the case of Rava. Low is Mr. Basar, so you don't go past the Shahar Ir with the Arun. When do they start? As soon as the Aaron leaves, they start their Avelus. It should have been an open and shut psak. Correct? Seems pretty pashut. Nevertheless, says the Rambam, not so pashut. This Rambam is a Lashon which is so important, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So if you don't have a Rambam in front of you, look in Shulchan Aruch. Shimon Shin Ayin Hei Siv Beis, says the Rambam. Misha Darkon L'Shloach HaMeis L'Mdina Acheres. Those that have the custom of sending the Meis to Dina Acheres, like B'nei Mechuza. L'Kavro, says the Rambam, Ve'enam Yodim Masa Yikaver. They don't know when the Kfura will take place. Meis She'echzeru P'nei Milavos Meschil Mumnos. They start the Avelos as soon as they stop Levaya. This is the halacha in the Gemara. As soon as they turn around, stop the Levaya. But the Rambam adds one key phrase not mentioned in the Gemara. What's that? Ve'enam Yodim Masa Yikaver. They don't know when the Torah is going to take place. That's not in the Gemara. Lack of knowledge. What does that lack of knowledge have to do with anything? So firstly, there'll be very no day Arab Pesach in Eretz Yisrael now. With Chora, what happens when the mace is going to Eretz Yisrael? All those left here are waiting for the phone call. Some people listen to the whole Levaya and they spade them on the cell phone. Others will at least wait till the call. Right afterwards, the Kfura happens. But everyone is involved somewhat in thinking about the Kfura. Do we have this idea of Einan Yodin Masa Yikaver? They don't know when the Kfura is going to happen? No, everyone knows it's going to happen. So, in determining this psak of when Avela starts, to the people that are staying here, if it starts now, or starts when the Kfura happens in Eretz Yisrael, Stimas HaGoel, it's very important to understand these words in the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? Einan Yodin Masa Yikaver. Zevi? Yonahara? Ooh, says Eitan, not only the Ramban, who's the Ramban quoting and comparing himself to? The Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Ramban and says, Upshot.
Well, so, it's unclear whether they have to say,
maybe others would say that but in the Ramban, but the Ramban is codifying the Ramban. He's quoting the Ramban. So with Ora, a great place to look, is in the Ramban and Torah's Adam, who quotes the Ramban. And when the Ramban adds words, we'll understand what the Yisod is in a Yodin Masa Yikaver. Not only that, if you don't look with the Rasa Adam, it's quoted in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. Says the Torah in Surah Shinai and Hay, right here. Page Resh, Pei Aleph, again, to Shinai and Hay. Please make sure to see this inside. The words, Osios Machkimos, the beautiful words are very important to see. When do we say that the Avela starts Mistimas Hadrowel? Only when there's Kfura, says the Torah. Bamed Rar Mamurim. That Avela starts when people are at the Beis HaKvaros, but osam shehochem im meis leBeis HaKvaros. Those that go to the Beis HaKvaros. Avol osam she'inam hochem imo, those that don't go, miyad k'sheyachsru p'neyam me'amita maschil mumnos. They start right away. Doesn't quote the idea of inan yodim masay cover. Right away, like the Gemara. Says the Torah, what's pshat? Miyu, kasav haramban, davka k'shemalichim ha'meis me'ir le'ir. When do we say that Avela starts right away? If they bring the mace from Tinep to Eretz Yisrael. Because then, miyad kishemastruhu le'elu shemolukin also, as soon as the family members give it to those that are going on the journey, ve'chziru p'neyem mi'amita, k'farnis yashu mimenu. They totally give up from being involved in the mace at all. V'dami yusimas adolel. That's considered their kavura. They totally give up any more involvement. Aval kovrim beis atvaros samach le'ir. What if some people stay in Tinek and other people go, let's say, to Lodi, which is a few exits on the turnpike, a few exits on Route 80, very close. That's what beis atvaros is. Right in the same ear, arguably, says the tour. Then hachozer mishari ha'ir. Those that are going back home, staying in Tinek. They don't start their Avelus until the Kfura happens. Unbelievable difference in the Ramban. Says the Ramban, when we say that they stop doing Levaya, and there their Avelus starts, it's qualified. Depends. If the mace is going far away, indeed that happens. But if the mace is being buried very closely, the people are still antsy. They want to know, is the kfirah going to happen yet? And until people come back from Lodi and say, yes, the kfirah happened, their veilus does not commence. Says the Ramban, says the Tur, v'chein tasav Rambam. That's pshat in the Rambam. So we have two kedushim rabbos from the Gemara. Number one, the Rambam. Einar yodam asim yikaber. Number two, the Ramban. There's a difference between if the avelus is going to, if the kfirah is going to be in an ear which is far, or an ear which is close. What does Ramban say? What is the difference between ear which is far and ear which is close? So if the one word, you have to qualify the Ramban in one word, what's the theme of the Ramban? Yish. Give up. If they give up, then it starts right away. And with Ora, the Ramban, by quoting afterwards, the Torah is really quoting the Ramban. The Ramban says Mefurish. V'chein tasav HaRambam. The Ramban is defining for us what it means, Einam Yodim Masa Yikaver. We don't know when the Kfirah is going to happen. What does it mean, Einam Yodim Masa Yikaver? That's the idea of Yish. They give up. They're not involved in the Kfirah anymore at all. But says the Ramban himself, this is quoted in the Beis Yosef, everything is black and white in the Beis Yosef. What's the pshat? Mashtos b'shem Ramban, Zof the Beis Yosef. Very important words. What is the pshat in the Ramban? Teres Adam, Tos of Cain, Misvaris Atzvar, from Sira Yam. This is the Ramban who said that the difference between close ear and far ear is if they have das or not. And the Kvarin also, they said, for a samach l'ir, if they do the Kvara, samach l'ir, vein chosin miyad, baba yom, that's the Ramban's Yisod. If they're in a close city, they don't have Velus until they come back and tell them, what's Shas is the Ramban? Their Das is on the Kvura. Everyone's waiting to see the people come back from Lodi, to see the Kvura was done. So says the Ramban, what does the Yush mean? If you have to understand this Ramban based on his own words, what's Pshat in the Yush? With Ora. What does the Ramban mean? Why is it that a mace who goes to a close kvura will not start the avelus for the family until they come back? But a mace who goes to a far kvura, the avelus will start for the family when they are leaving right away. What's the difference between the two of them? Das. If people are thinking about it or not. Yush. Thinking about it. L'chora, that's pshat in the Ramban. Dai to malov. Dai to malov means they think about it, l'chora. Zevi?
Does that conceptually mean that
you're
still owning?
Is
that
what? Oh, so look, or what does Daitan love mean? Daitan love means there's two ways in Daitan love. Daitan love could mean that they think about it. They think about it, and they want to know. They're antsy. Once they're antsy, to know what's going on as far as the Kfirah is concerned, their veilus doesn't start yet. But option number two for Daitan love is that in theory, since it's right in Lodi, they still think, you know, we said we're going to stay home, but maybe they're going to come back and ask us to help with the Kfura. Does daita mean it's a mental state of mind? Or does it mean they are not Kodim Asiyah Das from Hisastris in the Kfura?
What was the mental state of mind? Why would that change
the law?
Let's
say
that. Why would that make you...
So Stira means everything is finished. Stira means that everything is finished, which means everything is totally done. Totally done means that they finish. That's the change from aninus to avelus, as opposed to if they still think about it, dai to malav, the tapashat in the Ramban, then avelus didn't start yet. Jonathan? Oh, what's the raya l'chor muchrachas? I would have thought to one way as opposed to the other. So what do you think? The Ramban himself writes a din that we saw in Simin Shin Mem Aleph, Masru l'ksafim. The din is, which we saw earlier, Shinram Aleph, Siv Gimel, if there are ksafim, there's a Chevra Kadisha who's involved in taking the mace to another place, what's the din there? The din is from a Yerushalmi quoted by the Ramban. So the person stays in Tinep, the Chevra Kadisha brings the mace to Lodi. Does Avelus start yet? No, but Aninus says the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch says, Aninus pauses, there's no more Isser Basav Yayin. Says the Ramban, and Torah says them right here, that's what happens in a case of Daita Meluyeh, when they bring the mace to Kfura somewhere else. It says the Ramban Mefurish. If they bring the mace to a close area, Avelus doesn't start yet, but Aninus stops, because Basav Yayin is Mutter. This is the Ramban in Taras Adam, quoted by the Rosh in Simon Lamites. Says the Ramban, Anira stops, but Aveilus doesn't start yet. So Lachor, with that right that Jonathan's saying so beautifully, what's the point in the Ramban? What does Daitim Aluya mean, that there's Das on it? What does Das mean, Lachorah? Should Das mean that they give up from his astros, that they think they might still have his astros in the Kvura, like we mentioned? That they still think they're going to be called on to do Kvura? Lachorah not! There was, why should they be Yasser Rasaviyayin? Why should they be Mutter Rasaviyayin? Elamai Lachorah to Raim Lachrachas, Lachorah, from the words of the Ramban himself. When the Ramban says they're Mutter Rasaviyayin, that even though Zevi said it's hard to understand, the entire sort of the Ramban is a state of mind. Because the Ramban says Mufurish, and he no stops. They're Mutter Rasaviyayin. Which means obviously there's no intent for them to do a Sastros B'Kvura. Elamai, all it means is they are antsy. They don't have the Yeshiva Das, that the Kvura finished. Therefore, the Avelus does not start yet. L'chora, let's just hold on questions because we have to finish up to Midian Parsha. That's L'chora, the Parsha Pshat in the Ramban. L'maisa, Rabbi Simon points out in a beautiful article that he wrote on the topic, a Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva, in Yerdei Achelik Aleph, has a Bam Kasha. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Reish Mem Gimel, I think. So it says Rav Moshe, first of all, according to this Pesach, Rav Moshe, how would we pass him? Now, if they bring the mace to Eretz Yisrael from Tinek, and the Chur is happening in Eretz Yisrael, according to our understanding now, what we thought from the Ramban himself, that Das means a mental awareness of the Chura, would Avelus start when they go on the airplane? No! Because Lamaisa, they're thinking about the mace. They wait for the phone call. And that state of mind exists. In the days of the Nativ, it might have existed through a telegram. In the days of other people, might a telephone call. Now it's a cell phone call. They wait till they hear about the Kvura. It's Das. It's a state of mind. And therefore, they should not start Avelus until they hear the phone call in Eretz Israel. But says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'll ask you a question. Says Rav Moshe, what's the din of someone who Tata is going to a far place? They go to a far place, says Rav Moshe. When does Avelus start? Right away. Says Rav Moshe, the Avelus starts when they go to a far place, right away. Rav Moshe says, I don't understand. With Ora, there are a few hours that they definitely know the mace was not having Kvura. So with Ora, if you're saying the whole idea is a state of mind, they might have a little bit of ambiguity 5 hours from now, but they know, let's say, from Tinep to somewhere in the middle of America, to Kansas, takes, let's say, a 5-hour flight. So for 5 hours, they know there's absolutely no Kavura. So Ora, those should be 5 hours in ambiguous, that the Avelus doesn't start yet. If it's all an idea of a state of mind, why do they start Avelus right away? The halacha is, if they take a mace to a far place, they start right away. Says Ramosha, that's a pele. It shouldn't be they start right away. Because this, the Rath of Yeshiva Das should apply at least for 5 hours. I mean, every time after 5 hours they know, okay, we're not going to know what's going on. Let's say there's no cell phone calls. They don't know. So it could be maybe yes, maybe no. They'll give up. But for the first 5 hours, they know guaranteed there's no Kavura. So why does the Avelus start right away? It's a palace, says Rav Moshe.
They don't know that. I mean, how do they know that?
They know it's at least a 5-hour trip.
Why don't they didn't decide to bury it in Tennessee instead? And on the way, they buried it.
Interesting. I guess they, Rav Moshe is presuming, which I think is the pastures. No, that interesting. Interesting. That's interesting. You think maybe no, but that's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says L'chora, it's a raya that the whole Yisrael. Okay, right. So.
Isn't it just the fact that you're no longer responsible?
That's says Rav Moshe. Elamai, it's Yisrael the other way around. Shat in the Ramban is not das, a mental awareness. It's that the whole idea of Avelus starting is only once a person knows that he's not going to be involved in the Kvura at all. But if a person thinks he might be involved in the Kvura at all, Avelus can't start. This is Rav Moshe, and this is Rav Moshe writes in the short Tshuva. Halach l'maisa. He's talking about a mace going to Belgium, but the same thing is true with Eretz Yisrael. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein. If the mace goes to Eretz Yisrael, even though l'chora they wait for the phone call, that's not enough. Because once they leave, they know they're no longer involved in the Iskei Kavura, that is going to be enough to say that the Kfura should, the Avelos should begin. So you're really asking a better question, but before I get to your question, and that's so that's this would be Machlokas also had to read the words in the Rambam. The Rambam, according to the first shot in the Ramban, Einam Yodim Masa Yikaver, represents ambiguity. It's a lack of Yishuv Hadas. That's enough of a reason to have a abeyance for the Avelos. But says the Ramban, if they know when the Kfura is going to happen, they're sure a day and a half later. Avelos will only start a day and a half later. That's the Rambam that says any of the Masei Yikaver, with Chora according to the way we said it, it's an idea of lack of knowledge. Nowadays we know Masei Yikaver, therefore there's complete knowledge. They're not starting Avelos until a day from now. Meidach according to Rav Moshe on the sin of the Rambam that says in a yodah masa yikaver, which means it's a lack of hisaskus. All that means is once they leave, the leaving itself is already in a yodah masa yikaver. They're not involved in the kvur at all. It's only an issue of involvement. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein Halach Lamaisa, Avelus will start right away. But l'chora according to the way we would have thought otherwise in the Ramban, from the reading the Ramban, L'chari should be totally in the Yishuv Hadas. What's the kashya of Rav Moshe? Your kashya, Jonathan. What about Bosa B'Yayim? So L'chari, you have to say, Rav Moshe doesn't address it. L'chari, you have to say that Aninus is a state of mind which is pretty definite. It's, if there's a pretty good chance that he's involved in the Kfura, that's going to ask Bosa B'Yayim. Which is why Nimsar Wel Chsafim is already going to be Mutar Bosa B'Yayim. Isn't in theory possible that the Chsafim could break their legs and the guys to come back and do the Kfura? Yes, but that's not the normal thing to happen. Therefore, it's Mutar Bosa B'Yayim. As well as the Avelus, Avelus needs to be something which is Teda complete, totally completed. And therefore, Avelus is not going to start until it's Yediyah Brura. Sounds like. Is that it?
Along those lines, when we see the Kfura Ramban, really the guy who went to face dies fundamentally on the beginning with Bosa B'Yayim starts. So the question is, how is it going to start? It's just finding a point on that line.
You can't choose it. Avelos, like the Rav has an idea in Shiri Harav, he says maybe you said Avelos to turn to the Ramban and turn to the Rav, we need something that's going to go to Retivos. So, Rav Avelos should have started before, we just need Retivos. Once you can say, they need to have Retivos to know, interesting.
Okay.
So, Ramosha's stock is Halakha Maisa, that it's all totally in Hisastros. So, once the plane leaves, or once they turn around, they leave Ken the airport, they know there's no more Hisastros they're going to have. Says Ramosha, their Avelos starts right away. Which is what most people passion usually. The Derech Klal. We even have to do the bias issues. However, from the strict reading of the Ramban, one could have understood otherwise, that the whole Yisod is mental state of mind. Once, that's the reading of the Ramban. Dai tamela. If it's a das, they don't have a telegram or a cell phone call that the Kvura happened. Until that happens, the Kvura is not going to take place.
What does that do
with? No, so the Kasha is, the Ramban says that if they bring the mace to a close place, then Avelos doesn't start yet, but Basar Yain's mutter. So if the whole point is this astros, that according to the Ramban, the reason it doesn't start yet is because they are going to still be concerned, maybe they're going to have this astros, why the Mutra Bas Aviyayim? That's why I thought, Lechora, and many people here thought as well, there, it should be more of a raya than it's not the Mutas. It's in just mental state of mind. The Mutra is not the major of the raya from the fact that things start right away. So you do, John? Sorry? Correct. And Rabban says it. Right. You know, it's in the Nimzul Tzafim. Rabban says it before. That's what he says. In the Kanami. It's like Nimzul
Tzafim. Right. How is it possible that I still think that's a big question?
That's a very good question.
It was,
so I see. So.
There is a
So I would have thought, Lechora.
You have to see it with even within the Alpha Ramban, that you are
Yeah, I would have thought that's mamish. And this, according to this, it's really no chiddush. This is really the same idea as we pointed out from the beginning of this year. Tina said, oh, well, as long as you're still involved in the tour, there's no yeshiva das, either tour definitely happened, it's irrelevant. As long as it's still being involved, then it's going to be considered not Tina said, oh, well. So same thing is true, even though they're not involved. Let's say, for example, the minhag is, a strong minhag in Klal Yisrael, that the children are not involved directly in the tura. So if they're not involved, once the mace is in the ground, why doesn't the veil start right away for the family? The family does not do the mace tura. There it is, they're right there. So l'chora, that's the same thing as well. It's not the histastrus per se, that's not gemar. Still, there's still the tura is still happening. Ellie? We'll talk more after, because we have
time.
Right, so he would say, well, Chorinus Luxaf, and there's still an off chance, perhaps. Same idea. There could be an off chance they could come back.
An off chance by Nimsa Luxaf, but when you give it to a family member that's not Nimsa Luxaf.
They already started walking. So, no, sir, Ramosha would say the same thing. Ramosha would say that if it's Makom Karov, and again, Makom Karov, the Avelos doesn't start yet, for the same reason. Ramosha would say, what's the reason Makom Karov, they go to Lodi, Avelos doesn't start yet? Because the person thinks, you know, it might be they're going to come back from Lodi and tell me they need me too. That's right, that's how we pass L'maisa. That's true. L'maisa in Simon Shin, Ayin Hey. Sif Beis, we make a chilut between Medina Cheres and not. It says the Shach in Sifkat Nalef. What is the Medina Cheres? Mashma Zafka Shokham Asog Ira Cheres. If it's far away. Havel Krovim, based on Cheres Samach Ir, Chosim Mishari Ir, Enim Asadlin. Far away ear is going to have a veil, close not. What's the difference? So here they have the Machokas again. According to the Pshat, of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Posek Hadar, what's the reason to say that there's a difference between Makom Karov and Makom Rachov? Makom Rachov, there's no asterisk anymore. Makom Karov, there's a sign for that in this beautiful article, it's very possible that people will go and have to be involved. That's where there's no reasons. It's all telling us asterisk, as opposed to the way that one might be able to say in the Ramban, in theory. One could have said the pshat is no. It's telling das. If they wait, as the shach says, you wait till they come back. You want to know that it was finished. So you know it's finished. There's no avelus. As opposed to, according to the place where it's far away, there's no way of knowing. We have to use the next best thing, which is starting right away.
So in the Makom Karov, but they think you might have to be involved. What sort of involvement are we talking about? Do they think that you might have to physically bury the body, or?
Or it's okay, it's making decisions, some other.
So how can Moshe say that? Because how many times does somebody send the body to Eretz Yisrael and they receive no phone calls and everything goes perfectly? It seems almost like every.
So you're saying sure that's what. Oh, so there's always some misasterisks. So you're saying you're asking even in Rav Moshe. You're saying even if Rav Moshe is right, there's still misasterisks. That's a good question, Stam. If there's still misasterisks, even if Rav Moshe's psak is right in theory, that's Stam Akasha. What about misasterisks? That's a good question.
I think the average case is going.
Right, it's a good question, Stam. I mean, even within Rav Moshe's understanding of misasterisks. Right, but what about now? So according to Rav Moshe, if you find out according to Rav Moshe, even Rav Moshe would agree that Bizman Azeh, Avelos should only start after the Kfura happens, because there's his Askos. All the time, from cell phone, from the Isakvaros. That's a very good Ha'ara. L'chor, even according to Rav Moshe, perhaps it should be that only Avelos only starts later. L'chor. Rav Moshe's Tshuva, I don't remember. It was
the 50s, 70s?
I don't remember. But still, the Pesach of Rav Moshe, I think, is not changed. That same idea, even though things have gotten more progressive. You're pointing out there could still be hisastrus, unless they say, I think Rabbi Wolf would say, they have to say, that's it, I'm not being involved at all. No receiving phone calls. But with Ora, to Drutar, even according to Rav Moshe, that's an issue. Now, the Lama'i said, the postum seems to be more like Rav Moshe. Because, for example, the Pesach Shuvah throws a question, what if a person was Samach L'Redil, and they sent a mace to Lodi, and then they came back to do the Torah was already yontif. They came back from the Torah, it was already yontif. The Mason, the Avelim, said, we're not sure when the Torah happened, but we'll try this to Shiva a few minutes before Redil. This way, the Redil, Redil's only Mavatel Shiva if a little Shiva started before yontif. So they come back, they say, you were right. As soon as you said Shiva, we, let's say, did it 10 minutes before Shtiyah, and that means your Shiva counted to make the Shiva start before the Redil. So the Pesach Shiva told us to Macharon, let's say, Lamaisa, that can count for day one of Avelos, and then the Redil is Mavatel. Now, if the pshat that we were saying is right, it's telling Yishuv Adas, they didn't have Yishuv Adas. L'chora, it's like Rav Moshe, it's Asprus. And Rav Moshe even points out himself, he doesn't quote that idea, he quotes from the Dodom Ravava. Dodom Ravava says Mefurush, there's a problem in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch seems to pasken, right over here from the Rambam, and in Simon Shin Tzadites, the very end, Shin Tzadites Sif Yudalid, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Meisul Meis Rebbe Yontif, and they give the mace to Ovid Kochavim to do the Kvura, because they can't have time to do the Kvura. The Avelus is Chal right away. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a difference between if it's a close city or a far city. Now, according to what we explained, Shulchan Aruch himself quotes the Ramban in the Tur, there's a difference between a far city and a close city. Far city, there's no Das. Close city, there's Das. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Tzadi Tes, Sifkot Yudalid, that in Erev Yontif, they give it to the Akum, Avelus starts right away. What do you mean right away? Should depend if they go to Lodi and they come back? Should depend if they go somewhere very far? Says the Rabbi, I don't understand. And the Rabbi does not have an issue with the Sira. But in the explanation of the Sira, says the Rabbi, what's the pshat? He says quite clearly, maybe the pshat is, it's all telling us asterisk. And on Yantif, even if it's joined to Lodi, maybe it's asterisk? No, it's asterisk. It says, you're going to know that from pshat. But like every Yantif, even if it's a post city, there's no problem of misasi, so they can't be misasi. It's only if it's something which is during the week, then it depends if it's far or close. Just the issue of misasi. Now, the Maisa, the Dogma of is not satisfied with that because he says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't line up, because Psach doesn't line up. He's passing like the Bahag in one place and like the Ramban in another place. But in the Lamda, says Rav Moshe, that's not Yisod, says the Rav Moshe, that's not Rav Ava. It's all telling misasi, and therefore, if there's no more misasi, it will not happen that the tour is going to be delayed when they go to Eretz Yisrael. Though we do have your question, your very beautiful question. What about the idea of Bezman Hazeh? There could always be a Sasras, the Lachar should always wait until that time. That's just Sif Aleph of this very complex Shaila, and we'll discuss it more, Bezat Hashem, on Monday. In Parshas Balak,